This is On Target with Penny Wolfgang, a program that takes an inside look at what is happening in Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Penny Wolfgang.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to On Target. I'm your host, Penny Wolfgang, and thank you so much for joining me every week. We try to talk about subjects that we think are interesting and important and educational and topical for all of us who live here in the Western New York community. And we're really, really being topical today because every time you turn on the television or the radio or any kind of media outlet, you hear these advertisements, right, for 23andMe or Ancestry.com or I can't think of the other ones. Were there any other ones that we're missing? But in any case, it's the same idea. If you want to find out about your roots, you want to find your DNA, you want to find who your ancestors were, all of a sudden, this category of genealogy has become a really hot topic, although it's something I'm sure, obviously, that has been around forever. But all of a sudden, everybody seems to be really wanting to know all of this information about their past and their history and their lives. I don't know if they wanted to know it before and couldn't find it, or if people just weren't as interested in or enthusiastic about it in the old days, because I never knew anybody that, you know, except maybe went to visit their ancestors where their parents grew up or ancestors were in Europe, maybe, or, you know, looking for their roots that way. But I never knew anybody that went to all the genealogy that they're going through now. And I think it's amazing that a lot of these companies charge like tons of money for people to find out all of this, and it's very expensive. When I just found out, and you are going to find out by listening to On Target, that you could get this information from your very own wonderful Buffalo and Erie County Public Library. You know what a big supporter I am of our libraries, and I just think that they are one of the most important resources that anybody has anywhere that they live in the United States or America, for sure. All the information that we can get from our public libraries is just not only affordable, but amazing. Now I come to find out that you can do all of this genealogical, right?
Genealogical
research at our public library with the help, I think, of this really wonderful librarian who was interviewed recently and explained all of this to our local Bee or Forever Young or some local newspaper. And when I saw it, I called my friends at my library in Williamsville, and I said, do you know this wonderful person named Rhonda Hoffman who has all this good information for the public? And they said, yes. Not only do we know her, but she is willing to share all the information with your listeners on Target. All you have to do is contact her, and that's what I did, and here she is. Right?
Yes.
Is that simple?
Yes. Thank you, Penny.
Thank you so much for coming and talking to us, because, as I said, this is like, what do you call it, a hot subject, isn't it, all of a sudden?
It really is.
Why? Why did this become so important and foremost in people's minds all of a sudden?
I think a lot of the databases, with all of the digitization that has gone on, it makes genealogy research a lot easier than it used to be because it's more accessible. Also, there have been a lot of television shows on who do you think you are, and
yes.
It's given people more interest in finding their family history, and it shows them a little bit what's involved, so maybe it makes it a little less intimidating than it was.
Are the television shows that you're referring to like fiction, or do they have like reality ones that do it?
It's reality. They're reality shows. Yes, some of them do celebrities, some of them do just regular folk like you and me.
That I didn't realize. I was thinking of as part of the programs I watch, sort of CSI or, you know, those where they're investigating crimes, that kind of thing, which are sort of scripted, not supposed to be realistic, but they're based on reality. And so many of them, they go into, you know, finding somebody's DNA, finding somebody's ancestors in order to find a victim or a criminal or solve a problem, investigate something.
Yes, that has become popular lately in using our consumer genealogy databases to help solve cases.
In real life?
In real life, yes. There is a website called GEDmatch that some police officers use. They're allowed to upload criminal DNA or the DNA of unidentified persons, and they use genealogy researchers to help figure out who those people may be that match the DNA.
I'm so excited to hear that.
Yes.
So did I tell you, listeners to On Target, I told you that I am Penny Wolfgang, correct? I said that, but did I tell you that Rhonda Hoffman, who we are talking to today, has the title of Librarian 1. Is that a 1?
It's a 1.
Okay. And genealogy specialist at the Buffalo and Erie County Public Library. And interestingly enough, this has been around, I guess, a service or a part of the library for many years before it just hit the news, right?
Yes. They've had genealogy resources ever since, you know, just about the libraries existed in Erie County. There used to be a library called the Grosvenor Library, which was in Buffalo, and it was a reference library. You couldn't check anything out. And they had one of the largest genealogy collections at the country at one time. And now we have those materials at the Central Library. And we continue collecting materials today.
Now, what's a definition? What's an example or a definition for an ordinary layman person type, not specialist, in what we mean when we say, you know, a specialist in genealogy?
Well, I have a master's degree in library science, but I've also taken a lot of classes related to doing genealogy research, the different types of records that we use for that, helping people with databases, being a detective, teaching people how to be a detective and find out their family history.
That sounds so glamorous, but I'm sure it's much more a lot of digging, right? It's a lot of digging.
There's a lot of digging. Don't be intimidated, because you can get started pretty easily in some popular records like census records. But most of our relatives aren't famous people where there's going to be a biography written about them. Usually, you know, you might have to look through a lot of records to find just one piece of information about those relatives.
What's an example? Like, how would somebody start? I can ask you this. For an example, a family member may tell you your great-grandfather, John Jones, was born in 1890 in the Hamburg area and died in Buffalo in the 1960s. That would be a beginning, right?
Yes. Get those basic facts, like names, places that they lived, some important dates like births, deaths, and marriages. And with that information, you can look at the area and see what records exist for that location. Like something that's really popular and nationwide are U.S. Census records. We've kept them for a very long time, and they're all digitized and put online, which you can find those records in some of our library databases. And they can give a lot of great information, like who was living in a house together and how they're related, their profession, information about when they came to the U.S. if they were immigrants, when they became a U.S. citizen. A lot of great information.
And then what it says, I'm just curious about the steps. You just said, find out their children were named so-and-so, and you've got these clues. And then there would be step 2, I guess, to confirm, clarify, or correct the details that you learned from family.
Yes. Sometimes family stories may or may not be true, or usually there's at least a hint of truth to the families, but some things, just like playing telephone, sometimes over time something
things
gets exaggerated
or something like that. Yeah.
So you start with those facts and then try to prove or disprove them using historical records about your family.
Start with the most recent information about an individual and then work backwards. So, start with the person's death?
Yes. Start with a death. An obituary is a great place to start because you might learn more than just when they died, but it might be a little mini biography about their life. And then whatever clues that you find in that obituary, say you didn't know what their spouse's name was, then you could try to find a marriage record for your ancestor and their spouse. And then the information, say, on the marriage record might give you information like where the person was born. And then you can go seek out their birth record and find out who their parents are. And you just keep using those clues and keep moving backwards.
And tell me how you would do this, like, physically. And you'd go to the library and you'd look at a book, a computer, you already mentioned the census records, for example.
Yes. It all depends on what you know and what time frame, because different records are available for different time frames. So you could go to something like we have a number of Buffalo City directories where you could find out where your ancestor lived and what their profession might have been. Sometimes you can learn what family member names are. And we also have things like marriage records. We have a lot of different church records where you can find, baptisms and marriages. And we do have a number of family history books, too. You may get lucky in one of your family lines. Maybe somebody published a family history already. So you might get to learn some details from those books.
And that's such a popular thing to do now, people writing their history or checking their history and making a note of it, a book of it, a diary of it.
Yes. A lot of people there's a lot of self-publishing going on nowadays. So people do publish works that way, or people do scrapbooking is really popular
as
well.
That's just what I was going to say. What I was trying to think of that word.
Yes.
Because obviously I don't do it. But yes, how do they do that? That's part of this whole trend.
Yes. Definitely. Yeah, we do. We do have a lot of people that bring in their scrapbooks. It's great to look through and see what people do, the different photographs and pieces of their family history. Maybe they might find a newspaper article or military papers that really brings their ancestors' life to light.
And something else that they mention and that you mention is the spelling of people's names, first and last, and every part of their name may have changed over the years.
Yes, that's something I always tell people to keep an open mind, especially about names and the spellings of names. It's very common for ancestors to go between their first name and their middle name. So when you're looking through records, you need to take both of those names into consideration. And also, spelling wasn't as important back, 100 years ago or further back than it is today. Names might have been spelled differently than we spell them today. So you might see something that you think isn't your ancestor, but it really is. So,
how would you find out? Just hard work and investigation, like you're saying?
Exactly.
Just keep at it?
Just keep at it. Look at the preponderance of evidence. So look at what a lot of different records are leading you to. Look at what other facts of the record that you're looking in match up with your ancestor. Are they the right age? Does it say the parents' names? Does it say a spouse's name? Are they living in the right location? Are they living at the house that you know that they lived in? And if a lot of that matches up, but something like a spelling is a little bit off, that's likely your ancestor.
It's probably a clue, a big clue,
yes,
right?
Yes.
You, I had to laugh when you said the preponderance of the evidence. You sound not as much like a researcher as an attorney. I thought, am I talking to an attorney here? So actually, if you just tuned in, I am talking to Rhonda Hoffman. She's a librarian and genealogy specialist at the Buffalo and Erie County Public Library. So that is what we are discussing, all people taking advantage and using the resources that are available. And that's another question, which I think is important, is how would you, let's say you went there to the library for this information, are there guides or ways that you would know where to look?
Yes.
Besides asking for you, of course.
Yes. We do have many guides to our collections by different subjects. You can get to them through our website as well, but you can also get them inside the library on things like, say, you're doing Polish genealogy research or Italian. We do have those guides. We also have a lot of books that you can check out on genealogy at the Central Library and some of our other locations as well. So you can check out genealogy handbooks that'll give you an idea of the different records you should use to do your research.
That, which would be helpful, I'm sure.
Yes.
The library also has, as you just said, genealogy instruction books, and I just saw this, free classes on how to do this research.
Yes.
That would be so cool.
Yes, we do. I go out and I teach a lot of different classes. Most of them are beginner classes, like how to get started with genealogy or classes on the databases that we offer our users. I go out to places like senior centers. We go to some of the other library locations. Sometimes clubs invite us to speak.
I'm sure we're going to tell everyone how they can get a hold of you before we're done, right?
Yes.
Okay. It says that there are a few examples of research books that you can recommend. Heritage Quest Helper. Is that the class?
Heritage
the class.
Quest Helper is a class.
Teaches on the database Heritage Quest Online.
Yes. That's a great database. If you have a Buffalo and Erie County Public Library card, you can use Heritage Quest Online from home. And it has that key resource that I keep mentioning, census records for the whole United States. It has almost 30,000 different books that maybe something's on your family. It has some Revolutionary War military documents. There's a lot of great resources in that database.
And then we started out by saying how you can do this by taking advantage of the library for free instead of going to these expensive, you know, Ancestry.com, whatever. But
yes.
You said that actually, I just learned this, Ancestry Library Edition is something similar to Ancestry.com?
Yes, it's almost the same thing as Ancestry.com. The subscriptions can get expensive, and we have access to both United States records and foreign records in Ancestry. The main difference is that you can't personalize our database, where you can go from home if you subscribe and build your own family tree and scan in documents and add them to your tree, that sort of thing. But we have just about the same records that you can use to research in Ancestry Library Edition. And you can access that database from any one of our library locations. That one you can't use from home, but you can go to whatever library branch is closest to you in Erie County, Buffalo and Erie County Public Library, and use it there for free.
That's right, because our public libraries are free and very accessible, and there are many locations.
Yes.
Which are convenient to everyone. We're doing this free commercial for the libraries because we believe in them so much, right?
I do.
Thank you. Now, it says that also you said, which I think makes sense, that the databases do not tell you your family tree. You have to go, you have to take step 3, 4, and 5, in other words, to get that far.
Yes. You use the databases to access records that you would otherwise, you would have to travel long distances to view. So you do a lot of different keyword searching, try a lot of strategies. Some of these databases are very large. There's millions and millions of records, which is great, but you have to try different strategies because you're dealing with so much data. But it's very rewarding when you find something about your ancestor you didn't know.
Your experience level, you being the person that's trying to get all this information, is probably relevant to how far you can do this on your own or how many errors you can make or how valid your research is going to be?
Yes. When you're starting out, you're going to make a lot of mistakes. It's common. Don't be afraid. I always say dive in and just get started. But the more you start doing it, the more you start using different records, the better you'll get at it. One of the things that I always say in these databases are family trees, and the family trees could be perfectly accurate, but sometimes less experienced genealogists are making family trees, and they might not be doing their research exactly right. So I always say, use the family trees as a clue, and then try to prove what is in the tree.
That makes a lot of sense. And yes. By the way, if you've just tuned in, I'm telling you again that we're talking to a representative, actually, from our very own Buffalo and Erie County Public Library, Rhonda Hoffman, and we're discussing finding your family tree and finding out your roots and finding your genealogy information. And it's amazing to see what you can do if you have a little information, one clue, and you want to go ahead and follow through. And you know what else I think is interesting? You mentioned before that you can access an extensive collection of published works that so many people, you just mentioned self-publishing, but even before that became very popular, there are a lot of local histories around that people can find.
There are. It was very popular in the late 1800s into the 1900s to publish things like county histories and city histories, and your ancestor might have. What they would do is they would pay for a subscription to the book, and then they could put a biographical sketch about them or their family in the book. So you might even see a picture. I've seen pictures of people's houses. Sometimes if you could pay enough, they would bring someone out and draw a picture of your property. And it's very exciting if you find one of those, because you might find details that there aren't, you know, for far enough back that there aren't records to give that information.
When you go to the library to do what we're talking about, is there somebody to help you? Can you find like a real person to help you with this information?
Absolutely. We always have professional librarians available when you come into the Grosvenor Room. You'll walk in and you'll see the desk immediately, and there will be staff there to help you. We also have staff to help you use the microfilm machines. Even though we have a lot on databases, you still have to use sources like microfilm, so we have people there who can help you use our equipment.
And the local history file is the library's most comprehensive resource on Buffalo history.
Yes, it is a wonderful resource. It's index cards. There are over 100 drawers of cards on Buffalo and Erie County people, places, events, history, just about any Buffalo topic you can think of. And what the cards lead you to, you just look alphabetically. So if you're looking for your ancestor, just look alphabetical by name. And it will lead you to newspapers that we have on microfilm. But we also have a great collection of scrapbooks that librarians and other folk put together over the years. The scrapbooks are mainly newspaper clippings, and we have this big set on people, which a lot of genealogists use. We have sets on businesses and churches and clubs. It's really amazing the information that you can find in the scrapbooks.
And it says, as far as the scrapbook and newspaper collections or clippings, they're organized by subjects, like you just mentioned, so
yes,
that would make it easier to find the information that you want.
It is, yes. They're fun. It's probably the thing that when you walk in the Grosvenor Room, a lot of new library users come in and they walk in and they see them and they get so excited. They just like to thumb through them. And they are also partially indexed in our local history files. So you might be able to find a citation there too.
And did we say where the Grosvenor Room is? I'm pretty sure it's in the main library, but
it is, yes. It's in the Central Library in downtown Buffalo, right on the main floor.
I keep calling it the main library, but yeah. I know it's really called the Central Library, right?
Yeah.
Now, let's just tell everyone again how they can, reach you or get more information from online that they need to get started, and what the phone and what the, you know, website is and so forth.
Yes. The library's website is www.buffalolib.org. And if you click on where it says research, you can get to the Special Collections webpage, which is the Grosvenor Room. And you will see, you can click on genealogy or local history. We have maps and music scores and rare books as part of the collection. And you'll see a link, some links to your right that will lead you to guides so you can learn a little bit more about the things that we have in our collection. You could also call the library at 716-858-8900 and you could ask reference questions. You can also, on our website, there is a contact us button where you could fill out a form and send in your question. So that's a great way to contact us as well, and we try to do what we can to help you.
And they do, you do a wonderful job.
Thank you.
I must say, because when we started out by saying this is such an interesting subject and people are sometimes caught spending like tons of money to yes. try to get this information, which if they just, you know, spend a little time, yes. they can just get for free from our very own public library and helpful librarians. So,
yes.
Thank you so much. Yes.
You're welcome. We love to help people.
We're here to serve.
Come and visit us.
We love to help
solving your puzzles for you.
And like you said, it's sort of like being a detective. It's detective work and investigative research.
It really is.
And thanks for listening, everybody. We hope we've helped you and given you some good ideas and information on Target. Please join us again next week. Same time, same station. Have a really good week, everybody. Bye-bye now.
You've been listening to On Target with Penny Wolfgang, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York and our community. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Penny Wolfgang at 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.